Look, there's only one way to play this now. I'm only doing this because, from the sounds of it, you were kind to Joanna. Go on. Hit me with your best spell.
Oh, no.
I'm out of spells. Look at my slots.
I'm out of spells. God. The only spell that I've got that hurts someone is Thunderwave and Cloud of Daggers. I don't want to do that. Okay.
You do have Vicious Mockery.
Yeah, I'm going to use that.
I've just realised I've got that spell where I can dig up the ground. I could have got out that way.
We've got a better spell for you. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got a plan.
I use my cantrip, then Vicious Mockery, and I swear up to him and I say, "You call yourself a chief inspector? We got out of your cells in no time. Your guards are so pathetic that they can't even ward off a simple charm person spell. I mean, what kind of a prison is this?"
So you can see he's not resisting whatsoever. Roll me 2d4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that a d4? Yep. Yeah. I can't see what it is. Too dark. Oh, what? It's a 1. and that fell out of my hand. But it is a 4. A 1 and a 4.
Oh, so you do him 5 psychic damage. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
Normally, this wouldn't really do a lot, but you see him sort of writhing, and you know, he's just not resisting whatsoever. And as this guard sort of snaps out of the trance, sort of now that as soon as you start attacking his boss, he kind of snaps out of it and turns and goes, "Chief, chief!" And he starts to call these guys in, "Guys, guards, help!" And they rush away from whatever poor guy is doing.
Oh, that's fucked my plan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, so look, hold on. All this stuff's happening parallel. So, what were you doing, poor guy? And we'll see if that overrides their urge to run away.
Well, my plan was they were right next to my cell, looking at me.
Yeah.
The other guard had already gone. I was then going to go, "Ha ha! You've fallen for my ruse. Now, if you will look towards Ronson's cell, you will see that he has disappeared." Escaped, if you will. You can't see him.
And I'll go invisible is what you
want. There you go.
Hey.
I like this. We're going to go with Rule of Cult. So this is happening at the same time as all of this nonsense. So, Ronson, do you have a spell slot to use invisibility?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I'll go invisible, I guess. I can do that, can I? Because is it... Yeah. Hang on a second.
Unless it's given to you by your staff.
No, I don't think so. It was one of the second level or third level I can do.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, look, I'll do third level. Come on. I'm probably not going to be doing that many spells. So I've got invisible.
And you'll never be able to catch him through the thing behind his bed. Ha, ha, ha. Better get running, little lads.
I've disappeared. I'm invisible. I've gone. Go catch me.
Deception check, please, poor guy.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry, dear.
I'm invisible.
Of course.
But it's the thing behind his bed thing.
Yeah.
Two. We know these cells inside out. I mean, you rolled a 0 to start with, as far as I can see.
Yeah, but I can't have 2 0s in a row. Come on.
You absolutely can. We know these cells inside out. We checked them before we put it in there. We know there's nothing there. It's probably some wizard shit.
You don't know about his digging hole spell, though, do you? His mud-moving abilities.
I do this. I go... And make a sound that sounds like a gopher digging. So they think I'm digging.
But they can see there's no earth being moved.
Yeah, but maybe that's because I put... I mean, again, think of the Shawshank Redemption. How did he get that poster back over the hole? It's
now,
impossible, isn't it?
As you know from his prisoner report, he used move mud magic in the previous adventure. So you know that's a possibility, guard.
Yeah, yes, I moved it back over.
And I've already stated, the hole is under his bed, so you wouldn't even see the hole. and you'll never catch him now. Ha 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 ha.
And then I cover my mouth so it's muffled like this, and I go, yes, I'm underneath the ground. It's dark and dirty down here. Is that a worm?
So this one does unlock the cell.
No.
And goes in. He goes, I mean, he ain't here. I mean...
Right, I'm sneaking out, obviously.
Cool. Stealth check.
What? I'm tiptoeing!
Yeah, that's what I'm checking for.
Dave, you don't need to check that somebody can tiptoe. I can tiptoe for you right now if you want to be silent. Look. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's pretty quiet.
You can't hear me, can you?
Just roll me a stealth check with advantage.
Dave, he's a stickler, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's because we killed his octopus in one go.
No, he's pissed off, isn't he? 15.
Notice. See, that's all you had to do. Just roll the dice, and sometimes it works out.
It's not realistic, this game, though, is it?
That's because it's Dungeons & Dragons. It's make-believe.
Okay, so we're now going to converge again. This guy doesn't really know what to do. He can see his friend searching in here. This guy's just shouted at the chief's in danger, and he just heads for the door to go and help the chief.
And of course, Ronson closes the cell door behind him to trap the guard in there.
Oh, yes, did I not say that? I thought I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, the keys were in there.
No, we don't want to do that, because then he might start shouting and bring the other guards in.
They're busy.
And you just take the keys.
He got the keys.
I'll take the keys then.
Let the Hulk out.
I don't think we should let out Razor Fist, the child killer.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think Ronson's already considering it, so.
Right.
What are you doing, Ronson?
Yeah. I'm taking the keys. Yeah, I'm not going to lock him in, because if I lock him in, he's going to start calling for help, isn't he? So I'll snaffle his keys.
Okay.
Roll me a stealth check.
No, that's fine.
Okay then. So, whoa, right, okay, so hang on. I had to roll a stealth check to prove that I could tiptoe. Something that's very, very basic. Yet pickpocketing.
They were in the door. They were in the door. He'd used them to unlock the door.
Oh, sorry, okay. But still, they'll jingle jangle, wouldn't they, more than me tiptoeing?
So. Don't say that. It's going to make you roll.
Yeah, roll a stealth check then.
Okay, I will do. I
walk into this every time.
Oh, my God.
I want this to be realistic. It's a 10.
Well, the guards just rolled a natural 20 for perception. So
yes. Take that, Ronson. You absolute buffoon.
I go, I'm a ghost.
Oh, no.
Just ignore me and I won't curse your family and kill your child, Paul.
Let's get this back on track. So he didn't hear the jingling because of all the shouting and the whistling and all that crap. So you're outside. You've taken the keys from the door.
Right, okay.
Tok, you've just knocked the chief out willingly. These guards have now come out and are confronting the goblins. What are you doing next?
Do I have hold person? Yes. Okay. Can I cast it on more than one person? Is this person? You can target more than one additional person. I spin around and I cast hold person at second level. At the guards.
Okay, let me roll that. The first one you get, you're holding, and the second one. Oh no, sorry, you've got a 15. No, so yeah, neither of them are stuck, I'm afraid. Oh, I was thinking I was rolling for the attack. One rolled a 17, one rolled a 20. So they're just too hyper focused.
Damn.
However, you have now shown, well, more than hostile intent. So we are, I'm afraid, going to have to roll for initiative.
I mean, I'm in a cell, so...
13
yeah, well...
plus
3,
so
16. I don't know if I find initiative. Where is it? There it is. 20.
Okay, and Ronson.
What do I have to roll, sorry?
Initiative.
What for?
Because we're now starting a fight. Because top.
I can't be seen! 16, I got a 16.
Yeah, but you still got to do things in turn base. Right?
16.
Yes, all right.
You're very argumentative tonight, Bitey.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I think Dave is extremely good at coming up with these characters and these plots, but, you know, he's just not going with the realism.
How deep are you into your wine tonight?
Half a bottle.
All and half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that explains it. Yep. As we were.
Yeah.
Right. Porkai, you're up first.
I'm in a
Everyone
cell.
Remember, you don't have your armor on, so your AC is far lower than normal.
Sure.
There's not really much I could do, to be honest. I continue to be locked in myself.
Okay.
Can I skip a turn?
You can hold an action, so that if something happens, you can say, if something happens, I want to do this.
Okay, if the gate gets opened, I'd like to leave my cell, please.
Okay, but we can also hold your movement.
While this is happening, I noted that I've always called it Blof then. Ray has been playing with some stones he found on the floor, and he knocks it out of the cell. And then he walks out of the cell, picks up the stone and carries it back in again because he can fit through the bars. This okay. all happens without anybody noticing. It's just a little funny aside. Okay. The otter doesn't give a fuck.
Ronson, it's your go.
Well, I will float over the keys to Porkai, and I'm going to let him out.
Cool. And Porkai uses his side action and moves out the cell.
Hooray.
And then I'll go down for a chat with Razor Light.
In combat, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let them fight. Well, if I fight, I lose my invisibility. Mm. So what I might do is, oh no, all right, Dave, what can I do now with the rest of my turn?
So you've basically used a bonus action to open up Hawkeye's cell.
Yep.
You've got an action, so you know you could open his door. You can attack and do a spell, but you will become visible again.
Well, what I think I might do, and I'm sure I could do this because it would be an advantage to the other two in combat, is I might go and whisper in the ears of the baddies and distract them.
Yeah, you can do that. You obviously, you might distract them. They might know you're there. It's up to you.
I mean, you could lock that guard in. Now we're actually in a fight.
Is he still in there? Well, why is he? Why is he still in there?
We're not in his turn yet. Because you've taken so bloody long moving across a room.
Okay, go on. I'll go lock that guard in. Okay then.
Okay, he is now locked in.
Can I have a bonus action?
Oh no! Hang on. Could I go? Hang on. Could I go? Hey, come here! Help me! I'm a guard. Can one of my guard friends come and help me, please, in this cell? And then another guard comes in to help him, and I'm going to lock them both in.
No, not on this turn, you can't.
There's so much wrong with that plan that I don't even know where to start.
Yep.
Talk, it's your turn.
Jesus, right.
It was a good plan.
Okay. I don't have very much left in the way of spells right now, and I don't want to hurt these people. Because, you know, they're just doing their jobs at the end of the day. I'm going to cast Darkness. And I'm going to cast it... Where am I going to cast Darkness? Oh, God. How big is Darkness?
They haven't had a hit for about 10 years.
bite your tongue, please. I am very happy with my Darkness tickets for December the 22nd and the Roundhouse in London.
CDM Dave there, get some signatures, autographs.
I mean, that's great, but he hasn't given them a hit, though, has it?
Do you want to drop the promo in for Justin Hawkins' YouTube?
Does he have a YouTube?
He does, yeah. Just Justin Hawkins writes again.
So that again. Album was the first album I ever bought, and therefore I'm going on their 20th anniversary tour for the album.
The Darkness were great.
Yeah, I love the Darkness.
I was going to see Terrorvision's anniversary tour, but I just couldn't be asked.
Tequila. That's the only Terrorvision song I know.
If you want other tidbits well. Like this, like, you know, what bands I like and stuff, I might put something like it on the Patreon if you're weird like that and want to know. Remember, we've got a Patreon. Go do it. Because in an hour's time, the poll will go up. So if you're not a Patreon, then you don't get to vote. And that'd be awful because then we might do something you don't like. So
yeah.
Midstream plug, like, patreon.com/DHeads.
That's it.
Anyway.
I'm casting the darkness, and I'm casting it on you know the guard with the tinfoil on his helm.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cast it on his helm.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast it on that. So, in the description, it says that the darkness moves with the object that it's cast on.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
And how
cast,
wide is it?
15 foot.
Okay.
So I'm casting it on that guard's helm out of tip foil, please.
Okay. Fine. Anything else?
I'm just going to see if I can kind of boot him into the room with Porky and Ronson. Just give him a push. Can I do that?
Yeah, so you're going to move
bonus
to
action?
Him.
Yeah.
If you push him towards me, I can always grab him and push him in the cell.
It's a little push. Not a hurting push, just a push, a shove.
Yeah, give me an unarmed strike. I know it doesn't do any damage, but it's to see if it will hit.
It's a 12. How do I do that? I've not done an arm strike for a while.
So it's just your strength. Yeah, okay, yeah. Plus two.
Okay, 14 then.
Cool.
Little shove.
Yeah, so you do manage to shove him into the room. And as you say, the darkness follows around him. He's just got a 15-foot sphere of darkness around him.
Fantastic.
Next up is this guard who hears the door close behind him, runs up, says, What's going on? And that's his turn. The guard that just went in the room now goes. He is equally as confused. He's turning around and just so disorientated, all this darkness following him. And he does hear his friend and he wanders over. And the other guy goes, What? Who's turned out the lights? And it's just chaos in that corner.
Yes. chaos.
I've just realised how many characters are here. this guard is unaffected by any nonsense and runs up towards Tok.
Is he not in the darkness zone, 15 foot?
But he can see outside it because you've pushed. Is like at the edge of it?
Oh, okay, fine. I thought it would cover him, but go for it.
Yeah. So he rushes out and he swings his spear at you.
Oh, no.
And that is a 17 to hit.
Oh, well, that hits.
Anything you want to do?
I want to use cutting words. Can I do that? It's a reaction.
Remind me what that does.
So as a reaction, when a creature that is not immune to being charmed, you can see within 60 foot, makes an attack roll, ability check or damage roll, you can expend one use of Bardic Inspiration, roll a die, and subtract the number from the creature's roll. You could do so after the roll, before knowing the result. Damn it!
You could do it on the damage roll, though.
Okay, I'm doing it on the damage roll.
I've not told you what that is yet.
Yes, I want to use Cutting Words, please. And okay. As he swings, I kind of duck and I try and weave, and I'm like, is that the best you've got? You absolute imbecile of a guard. We've got out, like, dancing around on the floor in front of him.
Well, look at you, bad talker. You imbecile.
Yeah, you imbecile.
OK, Okay, so it's a D8, your Bardic Inspiration dice.
Yes. Oh, a D8. Oh my god, is that... That's not an 8. You're an 8? Yeah. Is that an 8? Why does that seem like a not an 8?
Does it go up higher than 8?
Look, I've got it, Dave. I got a 2.
Okay, in that case, you take 6. No, you don't. You take 4
yes.
damage.
Yes, I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay, the guard who's around the corner, you hear a door closing and he disappears into the room. Then all these guys, this little goblin, whilst this guy's attacking you, runs past you up here. Ramona follows, as does the other goblin. And we're back around to Porky.
Hello. Right. Full transparency, I didn't really follow the last 5 minutes because there's something really funny happening on the internet.
I see.
Someone's...
on the entire internet?
Yeah. So there's a football game happening. A gate set. And, like, two people have, like, driven hearses and a car onto the pitch and they were doing donuts, throwing out pamphlets saying your owner's a paedophile. And the game's been abandoned. It's really weird. But everybody should go look at that after this stream.
Would you like me to fill you in?
Which will be
6
months old by the time they hear this.
Would you like me to fill you in what's happened?
Okay. No, I know what's happening. So all good.
Fantastic.
Right. So we have... Now, did you lock that fella in the end? I can't remember.
He did, yes.
Good. Right, in which case, I make a dash towards the guard that is next to Ronson.
Okay, so remember, he has a 15 foot of darkness around him. So if once you get within 15 foot, you will also not be able to see.
I thought that was the one that was in the corridor.
No.
Okay. That's fine. I'll have a pop. Yeah.
You could come to the one in the corridor if you like.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming I could hear the commotion on the other side of the door.
Yeah, you can hear noise, yeah.
Sweet. In which case, I reverse my dash, and I'm dashing at the door, and I'm going to drop kick the door.
Okay, I mean, it's half open, but...
That's fine.
Okay, give me an unarmed strike, then.
I bloody will. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. 20.
A natural 20.
A 15 plus 5.
Okay. You do a pretty good drop kick. It's not like the most spectacular one, but it's a pretty good drop kick.
Not as good as when I drop kicked the otter.
You didn't drop kick the otter, you kicked the otter.
I think I drop kicked him, didn't I?
So has the door not amazingly swung open and twatted the guard on the other side?
It opens the other way. So you've kicked it, but it's just sort of stood there a bit.
Well, I dust myself off.
If anything, you've closed it.
That's fine. That's part of the plan. Well, I dust myself off and make sure no one's noticed, because I do get 2 attacks per turn, as is my want. And I just hit the other guard in the back of the head.
This one?
That's the fella.
Yeah. Okay. Unarmed strike then, Pitts. You are
23.
You are going to have to do that at disadvantage, though. So roll again, we'll take the lowest. Because it's dark.
15.
Okay, that hits him. What is your unarmed strike damage?
Bludgeoning is 3.
Okay. So that guy takes 3 damage. Anything else for you or Ray?
Ray's going to have a pop on him as well. Now, okay. I'm assuming with Ray being an otter, otters are well known for that sight.
Yeah, he's got dark vision, I believe.
So do I.
Oh, in that case, you didn't need to roll disadvantage.
No, you can't.
I want my 23, though.
Dark vision, you can't see through darkness.
Okay, fine. Screw you.
So Ray's going to have a pop at him.
That was a question, by the way.
I think you're right. I think I remember it being in the spell description.
Yeah, because I think I tried to do it and you topped me off previously.
Ray has rolled a 9.
Okay.
Is that a hit?
No, that won't hit, no.
Cool, okay.
He's just swinging in the dark and misses.
Oh, little lamb.
Ronson, we're back round to you.
Oh, it's my turn, is it? Okay. I'm not sure if we've been going in proper turn here, but anyway. Right, so Dave, I'm going to grab that guard. I'm going to throw him in the jail.
So you're going to open that door again and throw this guy in?
You grab the guard and move him towards the door first. The darkness will move with him. So
yeah.
The guard won't see the door open.
Yes. Right? There we go. So right. I'm going to do what Vic just said.
Right.
I mean, I was going to suggest that anyway. Vic didn't need to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so roll an unarmed strike just to see if you can move him.
Well, I mean, what's he made out of? Lead?
Well, I mean, he's got heavy armor on.
Unarmed strike. Here we go. So 5 plus 5, 10.
You get disorientated by the darkness. You're not able to get a good grip. Can't move him.
How does the darkness, Dave, affect me grabbing him? Right.
Do you want me to read the description?
I can still do that, can I? And feel, oh, he's there. He's there, right?
Yeah, but he's got an armor class of 11 and you rolled a 10.
That's not realistic, Dave.
The thing is,
that's not realistic. It doesn't matter what armor he's wearing. If anything, if he's got a good armor, he's probably going to be bigger and I'm going to be able to find him easier.
It's just a naming convention. He has a difficulty to hit of 11. You rolled a 10. 11 is higher than 10. You missed.
And I don't think you saw the involuntary eye twitch that you got from Dave when you questioned the order. For podcast listeners, it was like Milhouse. That eyebrow just shot right up.
Right. All right. Well, what? Oh, Dave, what can I do on my turn now then?
You've used your action, haven't you? So
yeah.
You can move.
Now, I'll move into the corridor and I'm going to try and distract these baddies for talk.
Thanks.
Hey, I mean, you've got a bonus if you want to whisper or whatever.
Right, okay, yeah. I'll go... Well, Tok, which one are you working on at the moment? This guard by the door?
Well, yeah, because the other one, I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah,
I just
knocked
him down.
So here. I say... look over here! Nice lady, my bobbies are out.
It's always the boobs.
Always boobs, always a ghost.
It's going to work, isn't it? Dave, if somebody shouted to you...
It doesn't work yet.
I'm a lady, look at my boobs. You would turn around and look, wouldn't you?
Maybe not if I was fighting in a corridor. We will see what happens when we get to that guy's turn. If you're ever in a fight with Neil, you know what to do. Tok, it's your turn.
Again, I really don't want to hurt these guards. I know we've been trying to clank them over the head and stuff like that. But so if I use Cloud of Daggers, now I don't want to actually attack him with these Cloud of Daggers. I just want them to be threatening. Can I do that?
Yeah, because you can put Cloud of Daggers wherever you want. It only hurts them if they move into the space or if they start their turn in the space.
So I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers, third level, because I'm running out of spell slots, around myself.
Okay. I don't believe it moves. But...
Oh, really?
You feel the air of spinning daggers in the cube, 5 feet on each side, centered on a point you choose. Okay. No, it doesn't move. It just stays there.
Okay, so it's not like something that I conjure and I can walk around with. Okay, so in between then, me and the guard,
yeah,
I cast Cloud of Daggers. And I look at him in the eyes and I say, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to get these goblins and this lovely dwarf lady out of this prison.
Okay, so for your benefit and the podcast listeners, there's the doors leading into the what we call the boys' cells. The guard is standing with his back to that. In front of him is now a floating cloud of spinning daggers. Tok is behind that.
A diagonal.
A diagonal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Across the hall is another set of doors. There is a bit of a gap between Tok and the wall where the goblins are making their way up. And Ronson is to the south of all of that, currently invisible, whispering into the guard's ear.
About boobies.
About boobies. So that's where we're at.
So I just want to clarify that that is a diagonal. So when I'm thinking of this, it's there is space still to move around the edge.
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Yes. Good.
Dave, good. I have a question.
I'm sure you do.
Do you? Because I know obviously you do a lot. You put a lot of work into this and a lot of work onto the characters and things like that. Do you ever think about their sexuality? Because when I said, look over here, there's a lady with boobies, if it was a gay guard, they might not be as distracted.
I think they'd still look, though, wouldn't they?
Like, yes, not just maybe not with as much vigour.
Well, I mean, I can roll for sexuality if you want.
How do you do that, then? If it's 1 to 10, it's...
Well, we'll roll a d4.
Right, okay.
Very meta.
Hmm.
Right. We'll wait till that goes turn.
Four sexualities?
Well, I'm sure we can come up with 4 that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Heterosexual, homosexual, pansexual, asexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homosexualities do exist.
Yeah.
But
they're the first 4 that sprung to my mind.
Yeah. It's not that guard's turn yet. We need the important matter of this guard who's sat in the cell, still in the cell, just shouting to let him out. whilst his friend has gone over to the cell, he's got hit on the head, but he's gone over to the cell. He's tried to put the keys in, but because it's dark, because he's got his own set of keys, because it's dark, fumbles and drops the keys on the floor.
Brilliant.
Right. Guard C, who you're very interested in his sexuality. Right.
Yes. Can we find out, please?
Yo, it's your boy Shitehawk, the star, frankly, of the podcast you're listening to now, Dungeons and Dickheads. And I expertly play the character of Porkeye. Yep, that's right, it's me. Just me and you, having a chat. But I'm here for a reason. I'm slid expertly into the halfway point of this here podcast to tell you about our Patreon. That's right, a podcast with a Patreon. Who would have thought it? But if you go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddheads, that's the word and D-heads, not dickheads, D-heads, you can see the wealth of stuff we are offering to you. Not loads of crap that you're never going to get through, just story specific and fun stuff in nice little snippets. So come just give us some money. Give us some money. A little bit of money. Just a little bit. Please. Please. We'll give you free stuff. Like Dave's Diary. Early podcasts. Shout outs. Fun little deleted scenes. Exclusive character chats and many also, yeah, oh hang on, and discounts on merch, can't forget that. You love our merch, you love it. So yeah, go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddheads or just click the little link that's in this podcast description and all good indeed. Okay, thank you, bye.
Hello there, DM Dave here. Are you a DM looking for an easier virtual tabletop or VTT? Tabletop, that's TABYLTOP, is a virtual tabletop designed around reducing DM burden and improving player immersion. How is this possible, you say? From loading and automatically sizing maps, dragging and dropping tokens, and preloading thousands of monster stat blocks, every feature added is meant to reduce the complexity of the VTT experience. You can even copy and paste plain text versions of your favourite monsters and character sheets, and the auto magic formatting will convert it all into dice strings, rollable with a single click. No spreadsheets, no Windows 98 user interface, no programming, and no fuss. The perks of using tabletop don't stop there though. Having your VTT, audio and video all in one tab will save you the trouble of clicking back and forth, and save your notepads for doodling, because the built-in transcription feature generates session notes trained on your players, your artifacts and your world. These days, time is a resource more precious than gold. Don't spend yours fighting with your virtual tabletop. Visit tabletop.com, that's table with a Y, and join the alpha testing to start your own campaign totally free. DM Dave out.
Okay, we're going to go one for pansexual, two for asexual, three for heterosexual, and four for homosexual.
So if he's heterosexual, then he's definitely going to look. If he's homosexual, possibly. If he's asexual, definitely not. If he's pansexual, yeah, definitely he'll look.
It's a four. He is homosexual. So whilst this guard is distracted a little bit by the...
That's how it works in real life.
Roll for your sexuality, please.
I wanted to bring some reality into the stream. What can I say?
Yes. So, although he's slightly distracted, he gets more distracted by the cloud of daggers just spinning around him. You say you didn't want to hurt us, but what about poor old Chief over there? He says to Tok, who you can use your reaction to respond.
An unfortunate accident, but he's not very harmed. He's just having a little nap on the floor.
He looks at you untrustingly, sort of spear still in hand. As we move into the turn of all the goblins
who
disappear around the corner.
Go on, run.
And we're back around to Porkeye.
I'm presuming I can't speak again till my next turn.
Yeah, you're right. Both in real life and in game.
I'm going to go for one of my world famous chokeholds, please.
On the guy in the room?
Yes, please.
Okay, roll me an arm strike.
I will.
Yeah, you get him.
And I've got to pat him on the head and kiss him on the forehead as he slowly passes out. And I put him in the recovery position. So he's fine. And when he wakes up, he'll have a bit of a headache, but we'll all have a good laugh about it.
As you do so, the circle of darkness that surrounded his head also slowly sort of sinks down as you move him about. It does make him putting him in the recovery position a bit difficult because you can't sort of see where his limbs are, but you manage it well enough.
That's fine by me. Lovely stuff. I will then... Can I use my second action after Ray has used an action?
Yeah.
Cool. I nod to Ray to open the door.
The door in front of you?
Yes, please.
Okay, this one. The one the guy's standing in front of?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he does. He opens it, as we established, it opens inwards. He opens the door.
Then I just rugby tackle the guard.
Into the cloud of daggers?
Oh, yeah.
Just
open the door, then. I'll just open the door.
Just saying, Porkeye.
So, I mean, Porkeye wouldn't have known there was a cloud of daggers there.
Oh, God, yeah, true. Sorry, Shaiy.
I mean, I would have known once I looked through the door.
That's true. If you took a look, then yeah.
Okay. I had a quick look. That's canon. I had a quick look. So I'll use my second action to go, "You're right, pal. Looks like you're surrounded by floating daggers. Probably stand still, eh? But bear in mind, if we wanted to hurt you, you would be hurt. Please ignore your friend on the floor. He's just choked out."
Ronson, it's over to you.
Okay, so I will shout now again to try and aid Vic. I will shout, "No, now I'm a man, and I've got a very lovely penis. Have a look at it, please.
It's smooth and large, but not too large, and it's straight. It hasn't got that kind of bent. It doesn't do that bendy thing where it looks very unappealing. And it's not veiny. Have a quick look now, quick, because I've got it out.
I don't even know what to roll for that.
This is going to take a lot of editing.
Well, he's going to look at it, isn't he?
Is it your prerogative to get a penis into every single episode?
If I can, yes.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I mean, I don't know if anyone saw the tweet that went from the Dungeon Dickheads account, which said, how are they going to escape? I don't know, but it will probably involve a conga, some nonsense, and some genitalia. And so far, I think we've ticked all three boxes.
What? Can I point out that there's actually no genitalia on display? It's just, you know, the suggestion of genitalia.
Well, I mean, that's still okay.
It's the essence, isn't it?
The essence of cock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By Versace.
just do me a straight charisma check, Neil.
A charisma check? I mean, again, you don't need charisma because if you shouted that out, you would look. So this is not realistic, but I'll do it anyway. Charisma. 13 plus 2, 15.
His animalistic instincts get the better of him and he does turn his full attention this way.
As it would with anybody. It's only human.
To be fair, if someone said, whoa, I'm a ghost, look at my massive dong.
Yeah, everybody would.
I'd turn around.
Exactly, Shyok, which is why this whole thing about rolling is pointless, because anybody would.
Well, in that case, the whole game's pointless. I'll just say, Neil, right, you're going to be in a prison. What do you want to do? Do you want to escape? Yeah, okay. All right, stream's done. 10 past 8, we're done. And then...
annoyed him.
Then how can we get any Patreon money from that?
Right, Dave. David, look at one of your Power Ranger figures at the side there. Just look over there. Right. No, look, you got to look. You're not looking at me. You got to look at your Power Ranger. That red one there, look at it.
Hold on.
Look at the rabbit.
No, look at the computer. Look, right. Okay. I'm going to get my knob out on stream. Dave, have a look. You see, you turned. Dave.
Not my stream, so I'm all right.
And you're a heterosexual man and you turned.
I'll be honest. Like, if someone had said, when we started this, put money on the time that you, on the amount of time that you genuinely get pissed off with Neil, I'd have gone sooner than 7 months of 15 episodes. That's 30 hours. That's 30 hours. That's pretty good.
There you go.
Just make him roll at a disadvantage for the rest of the stream.
Yeah. Is this because we killed your giant octopus kraken end of level boss that should have taken the whole stream in one go?
You're getting less of an easy ride because of that.
Goes back to that.
I'm not making it as I was giving you a lot of allowances before that. So that's a factor. You know, I'm not being as nice. The second one is, it's quite funny when I get angry at people. I found people like that. So that's content. And B, we're just going to play the bloody game properly, all right?
Well, that's how I'm looking at it. It's quite funny when I annoy the Dungeon Master. Now, sorry, Dave, I've got another question. And I am aware that this is a stupid question. I'm only asking in case I am incorrect. Could I just give a little kick to the guard? Would that count as an attack? Or maybe I could like trip him. I could just give his ankle a little kick.
That would be an unarmed strike, so it technically would be.
Right, okay. I won't
if you
do
were to
that,
trip
then.
Him up, if you were to try and trip him up, right, and he's using his own momentum, then no.
Yes. All right. So I have said, look at me. My penis is out. It's very big. It's not veiny. It's nice and smooth, and it's a good-looking penis.
Yeah, we know that.
And then I throw myself on the ground right in front of him. So if he moves forwards, he will trip over me.
Okay, we'll see what happens on his turn. Talk around to you.
I run away around the corner.
You run
I'm
around
trying
around
to help you out!
These goblins and Ramona disappear into this room. a room at the end of the corridor for those who can't see it.
I don't quite make it to the room, do I?
No.
Okay, fine.
This guard is still shouting. Our second guard does indeed do as Ronson thought, and he starts, you know, he's noticed that there's daggers in front of him, so he steps this way, trips over Ronson, and falls on the floor.
Well, it's a bit pointless that now, Dave, because now she's buggered off, so she can't attack him.
She didn't want to attack him anyway.
No.
Has he knocked himself out?
I mean, no, he's a bit shaken.
Busted his lip?
He's conscious.
Has he busted his lip?
Yeah, if you want.
Scuffed his knees?
If you want.
Okay.
Ronson,
over to you. Yeah, his ego is smashed to pieces.
It's me again.
As well, official announcement, the forthcoming Dungeons & Dickheads mugs, which will have two different designs, will have at the bottom of the mug, Ronson stuck his dick in this.
Oh,
when I say
yes.
The bottom, I mean the base. Like that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a sale off me.
I love that.
Yeah. Remember, discount on merch if you are part of the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And Shitey, jump on this guy now, please, that I've knocked over, that Vix, because she's not a team player, has rung away and buggered off.
I'll do that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you heard me, Vic.
So you're just
not a team player.
Standing on him.
I'm gonna choke hold him. I'm getting good at this. I feel I should have an advantage to choke holds because I've been doing it loads.
Right, is there any water where we can drown him with by freezing him? Where are the toilets?
Is there a cannon nearby that we can fill with cutlery to fire at him?
Give me an unarmed strike. See if you can choke hold him.
Strike. Let the dice go. 25. A natural 20 plus 5.
Nice.
Right. I would like you to give me the best description of the most epic chokehold you have ever done.
Right. So I slide in behind him, liquid smooth, and I lock it in like that.
So
like,
is this slash fiction you're doing now?
This is a taste of what you're going to get on the Patreon.
For his sake.
And I lock it in like Hulk Hogan versus
sliding behind him.
Liquid smoke. And then I lock my arms around him like that WrestleMania where Hulk Hogan choked out Ultimate Warrior. That might not
wrap
happened.
My strong muscular legs.
My 34-inch pythons around his neck. And then as he's going, I whisper into his ear. Shh, shh, it's okay. Uncle Porky's got you. Just let the darkness overcome you.
Just relax.
He's gone. He's fucked off.
He has passed out.
Bring him back, Dave. But he's fine because he gets put in the recovery position and he'll just wake up with a bit of a headache and a story to tell his friends.
And a sore ass.
Okay, we are out of initiative.
Yay.
Hooray! So, we beat the game.
As all of that is settling down, Ramona and the, I think I said Rija and her friend, who we haven't named yet, come out of the room, all of your stuff in hand.
Oh, yes.
And they sort of dump it on the floor for you guys to re-equip yourselves. You can choose to do that now, but we're probably not going to do any more combat. But you can obviously spend some time to put your stuff back on. You'll need to reattune anything that you were attuned to to get all of your stuff back.
Is there a handy?
I've done all of that.
Quiver in there that I can steal.
There quiver? Is not.
Oh, okay.
Can I just point out before we go any further? And you two have probably noticed this. But there is a blacked out area to the right and left. So there's two spaces to explore here.
I can see. I mean, I'm going to equip my stuff, but then I'm going to go down to the room where our stuff was, or where I think it was, and just see if there's anything else in that room that I can snaffle.
Give me a investigation check, please.
I shall. I'm going to use a different dice. Please work. Shit, it's a 3. plus
Okay, I mean, you have a bit of a look, but there's nothing. It just does just look to be this is where they've kind of kept all of the the evidence and various bits that they've confiscated. You do find just laying on the table, a lot of resting, is a huge axe, stained with blood.
That's absolutely mine.
There's sort of marks in there, like claw marks on the handle, etc. Something that an orc might have used, for example.
I try and drag it out. I don't know how heavy it is, but I try and drag it out to Pork again. Pork guy, look what I found.
That looks like it belongs to Razor Fist. Yep, that's definitely children's blood. I'll have that.
Oh shit, I need to go back and let Razor light out.
No, we don't.
So
the plot has moved on.
Yep. Are you equipping this axe?
I would like that massive axe, yes please.
As you grip the axe, you feel a strange presence seeping from the handle of the axe up into your hand and
oh, nobody likes seepage.
Into your up your arm, and just a weird presence that suddenly with you. Sort of a little voice in the back of your head saying, "Oh, I'm sharp. I can really
Hello,
do
Sean some, Bean.
I can really do some killing. Look at those little goblins. I could cut them into bits. Go on. Just one of them.
Oh.
Just take an arm off.
It's a very
sexy we've got a venom
axe,
situation going on here.
Yeah.
Right. It's an axe. I'm going to call you Phil the Axe, right? Shut your fuck up.
No, I think the axe is quite active, so it could be axative.
No, it's Phil.
No.
So, Porky, you are now cursed.
Oh, that's the opposite of good.
You are cursed with bloodlust.
Oh.
Some say curse.
Some say sorry, not sorry.
We are looking at a venom situation, but I'm in control. I'm in the driving seat with this.
So when you are in combat, and when you cannot, because you're cursed, you cannot unequip this weapon. It is bonded to you. When you attack, if there are any allies within 5 feet of you, we roll a dice, and depending on the result, you may end up attacking them rather than your target.
Sorry in advance.
Oh, dear.
But can I, although I've got to have it equipped at all times, do I have to use it?
Yes, you cannot use another weapon whilst you are holding it. That includes your bow. You are now stuck with this unless you can remove the curse somehow.
Can I throw the axe?
You will find that you cannot bring yourself to throw the axe.
What if I promise it, I'll pick it back up again?
Shitey, what don't you understand about cursed? You're cursed.
You're cursed.
Fine. I'll just kill everyone with a bloody axe instead. Everyone stay more than 5 feet away from me.
I was just going to say, is that 5 foot? Yep, right. Noted.
So, whilst this is happening, Ramona does come up and sort of gives you a nervous little wave. It's just, I don't know if you remember me.
Ramona! My little gem. How's the stall going?
Oh, Ramona.
Ramona. I had to give that up. Someone, they stole all of the jewellery and my money. So I got a load of trade in with the marketing you taught me, but I lost all my stock, so I had to give that up.
If I had a big axe, I'd help you out with that. But what are you in here for?
Oh, I told your friend I was out in these goblins with their protest and they locked me up. We're going to have another one. There should be another one going on. I'm going to get home, get rested, and then I'll probably go back. And you're always welcome to come join us.
A socialist dwarf? Oh, you're basically a short king. I will protect you and support you in every way, and you can call me Uncle Porky.
She kind of grins at that and says, all right,
Ray,
Porky.
Come and meet your new sister.
They start pulling at her, going, look, we need to get out of here whilst we still can. And the goblins lead her up the staircase. She said, hope to see you all soon. Thanks for turning up, I guess.
Ta-ra!
Bye.
Bye. You can't see me, but I'm here. Bye.
Oh, wait, hang on. Go back a second. Yeah. Now, all the stuff that's confiscated from us is in that room, right?
Yeah.
They've already given it all back to you.
Exactly, but have we got the gold back?
Yeah.
Sweet. Ramona, have we got
steel, Parkai, and TikTok's gold?
Just don't sniff it. Because I had 3 gold bars up my arse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Give it a wash. Get your market stall back up and running. Fund the rebellion. Get the protest going.
Thank you, Uncle Porky. And she dashes off.
Bye-bye. So, yeah.
Well reminded on the gold. So, because you have managed to get the gold back, so if they had more time, they might have taken the gold out. Each one of those gold bars is worth 500 gold pieces.
Great. Yes. And how much of that did I have?
I believe you had 3.
I think I might have had more than that. I think I might have had about 5, Dave.
Because I know there was an amount where you could no longer move.
Yeah, and I think that was 5, was it?
I think it was three.
No,
it was 3.
So
you couldn't move when you had 4, so you had to take 3.
Right. Yeah. You said each one was worth 1,000.
500.
Guys, can you remind me if I took 1, 2, or 3? Because for some reason, I think I took 1, but I would.
Took 1. I think the other 2 took the maximum, and you took 1.
Yeah.
I will add 1,000 gold. Is that the right thing to do?
Yes, because you've given one of yours to Ramona.
I'm doing 1,500.
Yep. Okay, what are you doing next?
I got a lot of money. How about I maybe book us a suite somewhere?
No, you're all right. I think what you've done there is said the wrong name.
Did I say Paul? Talk!
You I did, you I was a, like...
Talk. I think you rolled a 4 momentarily.
Well, hang on a second.
I think we're going to the dark area.
Paul Kai, just hang on a second. Talk, I've got a bit of money now. Fancy a suite at the Hilton?
I completely ignore him, and I walk into the room that the chief inspector was in.
Hawkeye! So, fancy a suite at the Hilton?
I completely ignore him and walk up the stairs.
So Tox going into the room.
I run faster, Dave, than the rest of them to get there first. Because I'm invisible.
Which way are you going?
I'm going up into that blacked out bit.
So you're going here. So you're all splitting up.
That's always a good plan.
I'm going to go to the blacked out section.
So
and I'm going to have a good old rummage around here, please, Dave.
Okay, investigation check.
It is. I've got bloody a +6 on this, but I rolled a 3. 9.
It's a prison kitchen, basically. There's lots of gruel. There's a couple of plastic knife and forks and stuff. Yeah. There's not really much to be.
Yeah, okay. Done. So what I do is I take 6 of the plastic knives. I silicate them to my fists.
How are you attaching them?
There's probably something sticky in the kitchen, is there?
And find some saltwater taffy, maybe.
All right. Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll do that. I'll hold them in between my fingers like that. And I pretend I'm Wolverine.
Invisible Wolverine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're still invisible, aren't you?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I would like to investigate the Chief Inspector's office, looking for any notes on the Thieves Guild, anything that kind of any notes that they've taken, any information.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
It's a 10 plus a 4, so 14.
Yeah, you give it a good rummage and you do find a file towards the top of one of his drawers, which appears to have all the information he knows on the Thieves Guild. It just sort of goes over a lot of the stuff he told to Porky. So they've been investigating a suspected connection between some of the police and the Thieves Guild for a while. They obviously now know that Rough Reaper was a big part of that. They got suspicious when the stuff with Lelfie happened. So from what they can tell, Lelfi was a member of the Thieves Guild who learnt something that he shouldn't have. Didn't sit well with him, so he tried to walk away. And as Tok now knows, it's not that easy to walk away from the Thieves Guild. They therefore had him killed. And that's where you guys stumbled in, and it all went from there. So there's lots of information around the communication. They've got a log of all of the stuff that Rough Reaper and Ronson talked about via the secret messages. There's all sorts. There's loads of history about going back about, you know, generations about corrupt police officers in there.
When I read Lelfi's name, I just pause for a second, you know, thinking about Lelfi and how Misty is.
Is this going to turn into an episode of In the Line of Duty?
Maybe.
But if there's nothing like else. Nothing else. I'm going to follow Paul Kai up the stairs.
Point of order.
Hmm.
Underneath the shelf with the mace on, there is clearly some arrow things.
Underneath the shelf with the mace on?
Yeah.
Where?
Where?
Is it in the armory room?
Oh, in the office?
Yeah, I've spotted that.
You got maces on one shelf, what looks to be sticks or swords on the next one, but underneath the maces, you have some arrow-holding things.
Well, you haven't been in there, and I ain't told you.
I went in there.
Oh, you have been in there.
Yeah.
What, in this room?
I specifically said, are there any arrow-holding things?
Well, in this room, because I still can't see it. But if you want a quiver, you can get a quiver. You can find a quiver.
It's... move me slightly to the left. Keep going, keep going. Stop. It's like nightmare now, isn't it? And then slightly up. Stop. No, it's behind me, Ed. Now, there's a couple of them.
All right. I mean, for spotting that, you can have a quiver.
Yes, I can fire arrows again. Although I can't because I'm cursed.
What a shame.
Dave, I think I've noticed something where I am. Do you see on that table I'm near, there's a little white kind of circle? I think that's a ringlet of Ishtar, and that kind of makes me invulnerable to all attacks, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, so you go over to that. That's a salt shaker.
A ringlet of Ishtar, you're quite right. Yeah, so I pick that up, and I douse myself in its magic powder.
So you have shaken salt over yourself.
Magic powder, Dave, I think you'll find it is.
Yeah.
Magic seasoning.
You're having a great time in there, Ronson.
It's now just invisible with salt. Just
with salt.
A little Wolverine knife.
It's just plastic knives and salt walking around. Right. So, look, these two go up the stairs. And we need to bring...
Pebbles.
We need to bring these two... You come up the stairs and you see through the door to the little exercise yard, you do indeed see Pebbles outside.
Pebbles, can I open the door?
Yep.
I go in, I try and cuddle Pebbles and I tap my head and I'm hoping that she jumps up onto my horns.
She does. She remembers exactly where she fits and she jumps on the
horns. Is there a reason why Pebbles didn't get nicked but really Otter did?
Because Ray is a otter who walks around wearing a magical hat, and yes. Pebbles is a cat.
I see. Ray, yeah. What you mean is really Otter is an actual character.
Yes.
Pebbles is just a kind of
the team.
Yeah, tag along.
Pebbles is my emotional support cat. leave her alone.
Ray has his own picture on our screen next to us, and I've been looking for Pebbles one and I don't see it.
No, I can't see one either.
I can only assume Pebbles is at best a background actor in these adventures, but what do I know?
What do you know indeed? Pebbles is absolutely the heart and soul of this team.
And every time you say that, I'm making Ray's logo bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's everyone doing now?
Is this an enclosed yard, did you say?
It's the exercise yard. I mean, there is a door. It looks locked from where you are. You see a padlock on it.
Dave, do I have a spell that will kind of, I can cast and it will automatically allow me to find items of worth?
Okay, so if you have a look at your spell list.
Yeah, just a second. I've just got to get it up. Yep, okay.
Yeah, if you have a look through, do you see a spell that says locate items of worth?
Mold earth, comprehend languages, magic missile. No, I can't see anything.
Then you don't have one, I'm afraid.
No, right, okay.
Oh, we're just doing all the greatest hits tonight, aren't we?
He is. I pull out my crowbar and I jack the lock off the gate.
You jack who off?
I jack the lock off the gate.
You jack lock off?
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm using my crowbar on the gate, please, Dave.
Is that an NPC?
Is a Russian bear, I think.
Yeah.
the door swings open. Ronson, are you doing a thing or are you staying downstairs?
No, I'll come up and I will investigate the entire floor.
Oh, God.
There are guards.
Are there? Oh, yes, there are. Okay.
I've got a feeling, based on the guard placement, we need to make our way towards that main room.
They can't see me. Yeah, so I'm going to investigate the entire floor.
Jesus Christ.
So give me a stealth check for kind of the whole, like, one stealth check for the whole investigation.
Give you a stealth check.
One.
It's a 9. And again, I think you'll find, Dave, that anybody is capable of tiptoeing, even my 2 4-year-olds.
Really? Have your 4-year-olds ever gone anywhere and you haven't known where they are?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
All the bloody time.
That sounds like a naughty fib.
Yeah.
One of them pissed in a box the other day. We didn't have a clue, so yes.
Very much on brand for Ronson then. So you have a look around. This is a police station / like town hall type thing. There are people milling about. It's the middle of the day, so these rooms, although they may look empty, have got people moving around them, all sorts of stuff. So it's up to you if you want to do anything other than just look around.
No, I just want to look around and see if there's anything of worth.
It's just a lot of paper, really. I mean,
are there, Dave, any police badges that I could half inch?
You don't see any up here, no.
Right. Are you sure? Do you want to look again, Dave?
There's none on my list of stuff that's in the room, so no.
It'd be good for future streams, though, wouldn't it, if there was a police badge that I could steal?
I mean, I've got one. Ask me about it.
Oh, you've got one, have you?
I've got a rusty one.
Right, okay then. Are there any paperweights?
Yeah, it's just like a little globe.
Okay, I take the paperweight and I give it to Porky.
Oh. What can I possibly give you in return? I've only got this paperweight I got earlier. And there's nothing more wholesome than a paperweight swap. Here, have this one in the shape of a sheriff's car.
Okay, I will take it. Is it a realistic facsimile of a badge that would convince people that I was part of the police?
Well, it came from the chief inspector himself.
Thank you.
Okay, what are you doing now? You're out of the prison.
Well, we're off, I guess, are we?
Yeah, I'm off. Back. I'm like back home.
I use mold earth because I can write messages in the earth, and I just write, "Ha ha! I was invisible, not a homosexual ghost."
So you say you're using the scroll to go back to the compound?
Pardon?
That was what I was saying, but I don't know if anyone else wants to.
Yes, I would. I've written my message and I'm off.
Okay. I mean, which town are we in? Sorry, just to be clear, do we know?
You don't actually know.
I'm going to walk to the street and just see where we are. See if I
give me
it.
A perception check.
Oh, it's an 18 plus a 20.
From what you can work out, this is sprawling.
Oh, so where the goblins are having their little protest. Fantastic. I shout back to the guys, we're in Sprawling. Do we want to go see the goblins?
I show my badge and go, I am Captain Sprawling. And just so that's a cultural reference, that pop cultural reference that nobody will get. But it'll make me feel good.
So I guess you've got two options. Either you're hanging around here or going back to the compound. Which would you rather do?
I think there's the stuff to be found here.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's 10:15, so I can't imagine there's anything else to be found here.
I will do... How about we compromise, Dave, right? Oh, there's guards. We can't.
Nope.
I can distract the guards for you, Shanti, if you need to.
Can we do a roll to get both the guards on side and then a roll to see if we find something?
Well, so Neil's done his roll and couldn't see anything of value.
Okay. Oh, well, fuck it then.
Okay. So as you're standing around, you haven't been able to make a decision either in-game or out-of-game. So, as you're sort of standing around talking, Tok, you notice something sort of floating in the air, sort of just flutters down and lands in front of you on the floor.
I pick it up and look at it.
It is an envelope with a bird symbol written on it.
Ooh, I open it and I read it.
So, in there is a note, and there are also two more envelopes. One of the envelopes says Hock on it, and one says Ronson.
I walk over to Ronson, and I hand the Ronson his envelope, and I open mine and read it.
Okay, so
maybe we should swap. I'll read yours, you can read mine.
No, I'm reading my own.
So the main bit of paper in the envelope says, you'll be pleased to know the pest is doing fine without you. Here are your cuts this month. Stay safe. And remember, follow the nightingale. So as you open your individual envelopes, you open it and just inexplicitly, for you, Tok, 252 gold pieces spring out of it.
Yes. Fantastic.
Ronson, as you open yours, 56 gold pieces spring out of it.
What? Hang on. What share have I got in this pub?
10%.
10%?
Yeah.
I think I need to arrange some kind of renegotiation.
Well, right now you're on 10%.
So 56, you say?
Yep.
Okay. I bet Tox wishing she had have had that night at the Hilton now. Because I would have let you go in the minibar.
Do I see any shops?
There are shops in Spalding.
What shops have we got?
So, bearing in mind it is course plus 10.
Yes.
This may be a shopping trip for another day. Because all of a sudden, you all feel a strange presence among you. Like someone else has walked in on your conversation. And you realize it's not just one person, it's many people. You can't see anyone, but you certainly feel their presence. And then you hear a booming voice from nowhere.
This is the voice of the Mysterons.
We are the voice of your patrons. Those who you serve and entertain. We exist above your plane of existence, but we watch you with great interest. You amuse us, sometimes. You annoy us sometimes as well, but mostly amuse. But we're getting bored with this. It's time for us to intervene. So we shall decide on your next course of action. So there's the goblin protests that threaten to turn to violence. Oh, interesting, I sense of a reunion down that path. Or do we send you to follow up on an offer of training given long ago so that you may unlock further potential? Oh, but there's one more option. One of you has had some breadcrumbs laid out in front of them. What would happen if you follow them, I wonder?
Oh.
And with that mysterious message, that is where we are going to end.
Oh, exciting cliffhanger.